Folks, it's that time, early February, you can start thinking about Oregon softball because they open the season Thursday in Tempe against Georgia. He's the guy who's led the program to an unprecedented run of success, 54-8 last year, again, all the way to the World Series. Always look forward to welcoming back Coach Mike White. How's it going, Coach?
It's going great, Steve. Weather couldn't be better for softball, right?
Yeah, a surprise this time of year, especially around here. Now, I know that you and your team went on a tour of New Zealand, but I'm curious, with all the work that goes into a season, and yours are always extended with recruiting and all that goes into being a head coach at this level, I don't know if it's golf, fishing, finding an island hideaway, what does Coach White do to decompress and take some downtime during the off season?
Well, just about all of the above you just said. I just got to find the time to do it, but I do like to play some golf, and I love fishing, and we like to visit Hawaii when we have time. So yeah.
All right, good guess by me. So that New Zealand trip, you got to play some ball, bungee jump, hang out together, and we always hear about the bonding experience these adventures are. But how nice was it to not only take a unique trip like this, but I guess have your players get kind of a taste of your homeland firsthand?
Exactly, and it was a very good cultural experience as well, And we did a lot of adventure things to start with, and then we played 8 games against the national team and the selection side, and so it was good to mix in a little bit of softball with some good cultural experiences.
Now, it was also an opportunity for one of your big-time transfers, DJ Sanders, who comes in from Louisiana, spend some time with her new mates, show what she can do. When you lose a heart and soul player like Nikki, shortstop, middle of the order, how are you liking DJ maybe stepping in, both hitting and with her glove? Because those are some big shoes to fill.
Absolutely, and you don't really replace a kid like Nikki Udrea, but I think DJ Sanders is as close as we could do, and her numbers were just phenomenal last year, 29 home runs, and led country in RBIs as well, I believe. But she adds more than that to this team. Just her experience, her demeanor, she just a great kid and a really good fit. And it's hard sometimes for someone to come in, especially being a senior, and try to fit in straight away, but she's been able to do that, and I think she's going to help us out in a number of ways, just not with the glove and the bat.
Talking Oregon softball with Coach White, we'll get to your recruiting class. But first, while it's always great to have those young players come in, contribute to kind of sustain this level of excellence, how nice is it to have that mix? Because you've got seniors like Jenna Lilly, Savekas, Lauren Linvall, and Megan Kleiss to kind of guide the way.
Well, exactly. I mean, you look at the infield there, and you've got a senior at third base, a senior at short, a senior at second, and a senior in catcher, and big positions. And so our experience in the infield should be great. And as you mentioned, we've got the junior Megan Kleist, who's going to be rolling up those ground balls. So it's going to be good to have a good solid defense behind us.
Talking with Coach White, I was reading Rob Mosley's recap on GoDucks.com with Megan and Maggie Ballant handled the pitching on the New Zealand trip, but Miranda Ellish, who did such good work as a freshman, she sat it out with an injury. What's her status? Was that mostly precautionary?
No. She did something to her ankle right before Christmas, and it was kind of a heartbreaker for her because she was really, really working hard and so looking forward to it, and had to sit on the sidelines and watch. But I'm excited to tell you that she scrimmaged last night and she looked great. She really threw the ball well. Ball was moving, great velocity. So I'm excited to have a full staff back for sure. Touch wood, of course. But she looks good at this point.
So about 3 months ago, you announced this really strong recruiting class, half a dozen new Ducks rated as high as fifth by one site. So how excited should folks be about the group that arrives for next season, which is always nice to include Hannah Gailey, one of the best players in state?
Absolutely. There's a good mix of talent within that class, and it should help us to start fill some of the voids that we're going to have this year with those aforementioned seniors that are going to be graduating. So it's going to be hopefully a quick fix for us to be able to fit people straight in. Jasmine Sievers is a a great shortstop from SoCal, and I'm looking forward to getting her in and see what she can do for us defensively, you know, along with kids like Hannah Gailey and Alyssa Pinto. Rachel Sid is going to be another one that's going to contribute straight away, I think, at either a corner or first base. So we'll see what that time brings.
You know, speaking of the locals, I had a chance to talk with Lauren Burke. She came to our station to do a kids sports spot, obviously from Marist, two-time state player of the year, and you've known her for a long time. What are the strengths of her game, and what do you think her role might be this season?
Well, yeah, she's still learning our system, and it was quite a jump from playing, the high school and the travel ball, and she played on a very good travel ball team out of Chicago and was a main contributor for them, but there's still a bit of a jump in learning the systems and, the techniques and everything else, the ability to hit the better pitching. So I think she's doing well right now. She's right on track. She's going to be battling for the right field position, along with several others, I see her, getting quite a few at bats this year, and I like what she's doing defensively. I think she's learning a lot pretty quickly.
A couple final thoughts for Coach White, another freshman who was the player of the year of her home state, Olivia Kinsey from Missouri, another highly touted recruit. So what are her strengths as a pitcher, and from what I've read, she might be able to rake a little bit?
Yeah, she likes to swing the bat, but we'll see what she does with the ball first. I'd much rather have her out there pitching right now. But, she struggled, to tell you the truth, a little bit early on. Her last several weeks, she's really kind of turned the corner, and she's been holding our offense down. Now, of course, when you're doing scrimmages, you don't know whether that's good pitching or poor hitting. it's like you can't win. I've been impressed. Her velocity has really picked up. She's hitting 64, 65 mile an hour consistently, which is very good. And, it gives us another option, with that deep staff.
And finally, this season opening tournament, you start with Georgia, who made the regionals last year for the 15th straight time. Great coach in Lou Harris Champer. I guess what could you tell us about the Bulldog and this field, which includes, Missouri, who you played twice last year?
Yeah, it's not an easy start, that's for sure. Georgia's ranked 25th, and their pitching is very good. They've got Brittany Gray, who was their main pitcher last year, but they got another freshman, and I guess their sophomore is doing very well as also. So they've got some kids to pick from. So it could be it's kind of tough right now preparing which one we're going to face. And they do have some offensive power in there. Alyssa Takala was a kid that we tried recruiting for a while, and she's a great hitter for them, along with Emmanuels at leadoff, and she's quick. I mean, she's as quick, if not quicker, than Alexis Mack. So there's some challenges there, and of course Missouri, they let the coach go, but they have some great players on that squad, so it's going to be a good challenge for us that first weekend.
Folks, he's Mike White. High hopes once again for this great program. They're heading south to Tempe. Coach, always great catching up. You all travel safe. Best of luck in the opening tournament. And obviously, it's early. Look forward to talking much during the season.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
Have a good one. Ducks third in the first preseason poll behind defending champ Oklahoma and Florida. Pac-12, an absolute beast. Washington fourth, UCLA fifth, Arizona seventh. Utah 15, Arizona State 23rd. Take a break. We'll be back. More sports talk comes your way. 95.3 The Score.